Sechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun, 9 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Nun Amid Aleph, and we saw in our Mishnah, Daf Kuf Mem Vavam and Beis, Shchim Rashi Kosa, Kol Nachos Al Achirim, Vishaya Kaka Kolshu, Mat Nosa Kayemes, that if Ruvin, who's a Shchimra, writes over all the Nachosim to Shimon, and he left over some Kaka, then this would be defined as a standard Matana, as not as a Matna Shchimra, and therefore if Shimon made a Kinyan, then even if Ruvin got better, then Shimon would acquire those assets. Although the Mishnah mentioned Kaka Kolshu, which is mashmor that a dafka has to be a shear of kaka, Ruvin only had to be meshayer kolshu. However, as we saw at the top of Daf Kuf Mem Testament Beis, that the Gemara stated v'kam kolshu and Amrav Yudam Rav kaka kadei panasasai, which means that the Mishnah is lav dafka, and although it stated kolshu, there was actually a shear of kadei panasasai, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba m'metalten kadei panasasai, that although the Mishnah mentioned kaka, it's lav dafka kaka, and even if the shear would be metalten kadei panasasai, that would also be considered a shear and matnasai kayames. So that Rabbi Yisif tell him, I saw Mishnah mentioned Kaka and a Mishnah mentioned Kolshu, therefore it's mashma for our Mishnah that Dafka Kaka and it only has to be Kolshu. We already saw that Abaye asked his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, the Lamaisa, how can you tell me that when a Mishnah states Lashon Kaka, it means Kaka Dafka? If we find a Mishnah Mesechtas Peah where the word Kaka is Lav Dafka, and Rabbi Yosef responded that in the Chanami, generally the word Kaka means Kaka Dafka, and there's a specific reason why in the Mishnah Mesechtas Peah the Mishnah used the term Kaka, even though it also means metalflin. And our Gemara will now continue and focus on the Lashon Kolshu that we saw in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yosef stated that the Lashon Kolshu should be Lashon Dafka. And once again, Abaye asked his Rabbi Yosef, V'chol hecha d'tani kolshu lesle shiura. You think that any time a Mishnah mentions the Lashon Kolshu, there is no shira. But now we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin in Paragresh Sagez, which talks about the matnas kuna of giving a chelik of the first hearings to a kohen. And the Mishnah teaches us, Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanes Eimeh, Chomish Rechilis. If a farmer has 5 sheep, each of these 5 sheep has a shear of a manu pras, which is approximately 25 ounces of wool that has to be shorn, then there's a chiv to give the kohen a part of that shearing, and that would be the chiv of Reish Hagez. The shear midraisa of Reish Hagez is to give a kolshu. Lamaisa, we compare it to truma, and a person generally should give 1/60th of his shearings. Lefir Abdesim and Herkines, chiv to give Reish Hagez is only if each of the sheep has manu pras to be cut, and then there's a chiyuv of reish hagez, and therefore you need a total of 125 ounces in order to be chayiv in reish hagez. However, the Mishnah continues, Chacham Oimim and Chacham argue on Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanes, and they say Chom Shuchelis Geizes Kolshein, that as long as you have 5 sheep and you can shear a kolshu of wool from each of these sheep, that would be enough to be chayiv you for reish hagez. Arminon and the Gemara Mesechtas Chulin is become a kolshein, and how much is a kolshu that Chom said would be requirement to have reish hagez, and Amar Rav, Rav explains manu pras uvatshu mechumashais, the total amount of wool that has to be shorn from all of these 5 sheep is a grand total of a manu pras. However, this amount has to be split up between all 5 sheep in the ratio for each sheep, since as we explained, a manu pras is approximately 25 ounces. Therefore, the amount of wool that has to be shorn from each of these 5 sheep would be 20%, approximately 5 ounces from each of these sheep. Maisa Baya's question to Rabbi Yosef is that although we see that in the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin that Chum used the term Kolshein, and we still say that there is a shear, and therefore in our Mishnah, even though we stated Kaka Kolshu, however, the shear of Kolshu would be Kadei Panasasai. And the Gemara responds that really Rabbi Yosef could be correct that generally when the Mishnah states Lashon Kolshu, it's Dafka Kolshu, and there is no shear. But Hasam Bedinhu Deloy Listed Kolshu, and in the Chenami in the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, Chum shouldn't have really used the Lashon Kolshein. However, Va'aydi the therefore, Kari La Kolshu, that since the Tanakama and the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, whose Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanes gave such a large share of a manu pras for each individual sheep, Chacham, who are arguing on Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkanes, gave such a small share and said all you require is a manu pras in total, since it was such a major differential, therefore the Chacham termed it as Kolshu, even though certainly there is a share. However, in our Mishnah, there would be no reason why a Mishnah should state Kaka Kolshu, if the Lashon Kolshu means Kadei Panasasai. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef's question on Rabbi Yehuda Amrav that Manda Amra Kadei Panasasai, that Kolshu Tanan, is still a valid question. Before we continue, Taisin Diva Maschel, Mono Pras, points out that Sheer Rabbanan Vrabdesa, Lo Yedina Minolahu, that I'm not sure exactly where to get the share of Manu Pras for each individual sheep, or the share of a Manu Pras in total. And it's also very important to point out that when the Gemara asked this question, the Gemara didn't ask it directly from the Mishnah, but the Gemara asked it from the member of Rav that stated v'kam kol shein and Rav manu pras uvashiyum chumashos. How could the Gemara ask a question on Rabbi Yosef from the member of Rav if Rav is actually the Baal member of our sugya that taught us at the top of Daf Kuf Mem Tesam Beis that when the Mishnah stated kaka kol shu, the lashon kol shu is lav dafka as Rav Yudum Rav kaka k'tei panasasai. And just like Rabbi Yosef asked a question on Rav in our sugya, so Rabbi Yosef would have the same question on Rav in Masechtas Chulin, and he would ask similarly, how can you say that the lashon of the Mishnah of kol shu is lav dafka and there's a requirement to have a manu pras? And l'chira, we always find that the word kol shu is dafka. And in the third Tais of the Amid, Diba Maskel v'kam kol shu om Rav manu pras v'im toima my makshle alo vada hu chilek al Rav d'l'el v'yishleim ad hachi kama mi polig al Rav b'cholhani. Do we say that Rabbi Yosef is chilek on Rav in all cases? The Gemara responds that in the Chinami, Rabbi Yosef would be maskim to Rav in the sugya Masechta Schulin. Although generally the Mishnah doesn't use the lashon kol shu when it doesn't mean kol shu, however, I did a comment at the kama shiur rabba al me'iu na mishiur zutra kari le kol shu, as we explained. The Gemara continues, kol metat loy luplanya, and Reuven says, I'm giving my metatlon to Shimon. And as Rashbam explains, that either we're referring to Reuven, who's a shimra, that says, I'm giving my metatlon to Shimon, v'huadin lebari al yedei kinyan, or we're talking about Reuven, who was healthy, and he did so through a kinyan. The Gemara is trying to explain what a person means when he says metatlon luplanya, and what is loshim le adam, and what does a person refer to when he says metatlon luplanya. And the Gemara states, kol man tash mishte koni lebar michiti visari. Certainly, Shimon is koina all the kalim that Reuven would use, which are metatlin. However, Reuven did not mean to include any wheat or barley. And Rashbam states, "V'hu adin lebam behemisav," and he would not include his behemis either. Kainir be'enai. However, the Gemara continues, "Kol metatloy lepanya." But if Reuven states, "I'm giving all my metatlin to Shimon," afilu chiti v'sairi, then that would include even wheat and barley. V'afilu rechayim elyoyno kana lebam rechayim etachtoyno. Shimon would even be koina top stone of the millstone because it was normal to move the top millstone in order to fix it, and as Rashbam points out, however, Shimon would not be koina the bottom millstone, and as Rashbam states, they used to set it in its place, and it generally would not be moved, and therefore would not be included, even if Reuven states, the Shittim and Kubetzes brings down from Rabbeinu Yonason, that since Reuven added in an extra word, and he stated, that he must have come to include other items. The Gemara continues that if Reuven says, kol d'metalta l'planya, that I'm giving away anything that's movable to Shimon, then afilu rechayim atachtoyna kanei, then Shimon would even be koina the bottom millstone, as although it's generally not moved, but it is movable, and therefore it's still considered metaltalin. Reuven included it in the gift, and as Rashbam states, kol d'metalta kol shichol metaltoi, inu mechuba l'kaka mamish, v'af apish, inu regil metaltoi. Ainu shituk mekabetzes, who brings down from Rabbeinu Yonason, why isn't Chiti Visari included in the word metaltlin? And Zakra Ben Yonason, Sha'afel Pishe metaltlin, Mokal Mokim, whether in Shem metaltlin, Nefalim, Shariyishlam Shem Acha, Shinikram Tfua, Ayin Shem. Gemara continues that although in these three cases it's Pashatas, and it's Pashat what's included and what's not included, however, Yboilu, we had the following Shaila, Avda Kimakaka, Oy Kimetaltl Dami. Although certainly, as we previously mentioned, that Ebek Knani is certainly considered like Kaka, and gave many Dine Deraisa, and as we learn from the Pasuk of his Lechatam Oisel, as Rashbam states, however, even so, our Gemara's question is, but do we say that Lumaisa, when people refer to an Ebed Knani, they refer to it as Metaltlin, since Lumaisa and Ebed Knani is not Mamish Kaka, physically it's Metaltlin, and therefore, when a person states that I want to give metaltlin l'plani, Ebed Knani would be included, or do we say that l'maisa, a person doesn't call it Ebed Knani metaltlin, and therefore the Ebed Knani would not be included in the gift? And in Taisa Dibu Maschel, Avdakam Hakaka Oidomi, Oikam Metaltlin Oidomi, Leni Mil Drabonomi Boile, Al Milsa Dreisa, Pshita, the Iska Shlakakois, Kid Pirash Dil El, Beperkam Echzabayas, Al Hach Milsa, Ayin Shom. Gemara continues, Omli Rav Achab, Raid Rav Avila Rav Ashi, Toshma, I'll bring your Raya from Perakam Echzabayas on Daf Samachesam Alef, with a Mishnah teacher. If they sell a city, when selling a city, you only sell those things which are kaka. And for example, like houses, as well as bathhouses, birdhouses, and olive presses, as well as irrigated and non-irrigated fields. However, metaltlin is not included in the sale. However, the sefer continues, Al bizman she'omar hi v'chol mashu b'teicha afilu hoya b'behem lo'yavodim harei kulu mechurin. However, if they say that I'm selling the city and includes everything that's within the city, then even the animals and the avodim that are in the city would be included in the sale. And the Gemara now brings its raya, i'am b'shleima k'metatloi dami b'shleima, if b'loshim ne'odam avodim are considered like metatlin mishim hachir loy mizdam b'resha. So it makes sense why in the ratio of the Mishnah the ratio does not include avodim k'nanim, since they specified that they're selling a city. It's understood that they're only selling the karka of the city, so avodim which are considered metatlin are not included. And avodim are similar to behemoths, which are also metatlin. But if you're going to say that b'loshmei adam avodim k'nanim are considered like karka, why would they not be included in the sale of a city, as the ratio of the Mishnah teaches us? Therefore, from this Mishnah on Daf Samaches, we should have a raya that avodim k'nanim are considered like metatlin. Therefore, if Reuven would give him a ton of all of his metatlin to Shimon, then l'chayr that should include his avodim k'nanim. And the Gemara continues, ve'elamai k'metatlin dami. And if you're going to tell me that avodim k'nanim are considered like metatlin, maya filu. So why in the sefer does it state that v'zman she'ama hi v'chama she'b'teicha afilu hayu ba'behim ayavodim harei kulu mechurin? L'chayr, since we just ended off the ratio, we stated avoloyis and metatlin weren't included in the ratio. So when the sefer states v'zman she'ama hi v'chama she'b'teicha, all the sefer should state is harei kulu mechurin, that all metatlin is included. That would include behemus and avodim k'nanim. Elamayis l'chalameimah shani metatlin denayid metatlin loy naid. And therefore you would have to explain that the reason why the Mishnah stated afilu hayu ba'behim ayavodim harei kulu mechurin is because a person could be mechalik between metatlin naid and metatlin loy naid. And one may think that even though when a person says hi v'chol mash b'techa, that certainly includes those metatlin which can't move by themselves, and that would be included in the city, as l'maisa they're stuck in the city. However, one may have thought that any metatlin which are naidi and that could move by themselves, possibly even if they said hi v'chol mash b'techa, those metatlin and, for example, behemois and avodim would not be included in the sale. And therefore the Mishnah had to tell us afilu hayu ba'behemois avodim harei kulu mechurin, even though they're metatlin and naidi. Therefore the Gemara explains that now we have no raya from this Mishnah at all, because afilu tema k'mekar koy dami, even if we would say that avodim k'nanim are considered like kaka, shani mekakot denayid mekakot loy naid, although we would still be able to explain that the ratio of the Mishnah, the reason why avodim k'nanim are not included, because although they are considered kaka, but ultimately they're kaka denayid, since an eved k'nani has the ability to move by his own volition, maybe that's why he's not included when a person sells a city. As Rashbam states, v'hai d'lim is davni b'chlal e'ir, d'shani lulu b'nei odom, b'ei m'kakoy denayid, l'm'kakoy d'loy naid, v'kim in the ear macha, d'hainu m'kakoy d'loy naid. And since you're selling a city, which are assets that do not move, lo yosa k'dayte limkar el m'kakoy d'loy naid, d'hainu do'im to the ear, or v'zok to Rashbam, certainly in a case where Reuven states stomach that I'm selling you all my kaka, then certainly avodim would be b'chlal, v'hecha d'omer l'stomach, metatlin l'planya, lo ilum imel chod einu b'chlal. And if Reuven states I'm giving you all my metatlin, then avodim k'nanim would not be b'chlal. The Sefer of Mishnah is also teaching us, v'zman she'ama hi v'chol mash b'techa, afilu hayu ba'behim ayavodim harei kulu mechurin, then not only is metatlin included, even a behema, which is metatlin denied, is also included, and even an eved k'nani, which is kaka denied, is also included. And the Gemara continues that at this point, we don't have a raya if an eved k'nani is considered like kaka, or if an eved k'nani, b'loshim de odom, is considered like metatlin. And Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, so Ravina now continues and says to Rav Ashi, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah that we already mentioned, which is a Mishnah Masechtas Peah. We already explained this Mishnah in detail on Daf Kuf Ben Tesam Beis, and the Mishnah states, HaKoytzev Kol Nechosov La'avdoi Yotze Ben Chorin, that if Reuven has an Eved K'nani and he writes that I'm giving you all my Nechosim, and the Eved K'nani will go out L'chiris, and the Eved K'nani will be koyna all of Reuven's assets. And Tanakama continues, Shaya Ka'kolshu Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. However, if Reuven gave all his assets to his Eved K'nani, but he was Mishaya Ka'kolshu, then the Eved K'nani would go out L'chiris, as we would say that the Ka'kolshu that he left over was the Eved K'nani. And once the Eved K'nani does go out L'chiris, then Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi, therefore the Eved K'nani would not be koyna any of these assets. And Rav Shimon argued in Tanakama, he explained that even if Reuven would be Shaya Kaka Koshu, that this Eved K'nani would be Yitzel Chiris, and he states, Lo'ilum Ben Chirin, in all cases the Eved K'nani would be Yitzel Chiris and would become Ben Chirin, at Shiyem Kol Nechosin Esumim Pleni Avdei Chutz Me'echem Ribu B'Shven, unless Reuven stated that I'm giving all my assets to this Eved K'nani, except for 1/10,000 of my assets, that would include the Eved K'nani. So on top of our Amid, V'Amar Abdim by Yosef, Amar Blaza, even though the Chacham stated Shaya Kaka Koshu Lo'yotze Ben Chirin, however, also Metatlin Shir Eitz Eleved, that even if Reuven only left over some metatlin, that potentially would also include the Eved K'nani, and the Eved Kanani would not go out L'Cheiris. Rabbi Elazar continued and taught us that even though we had a din previously, that if Reuven said, I'm giving all my assets to my children and I'm leaving a small piece of kaka for my wife, then his wife would be Meichel Haksuba. Rabbi Elazar states, L'Asa Metaltlin Shir Eitz Haksuba. And if Reuven leaves over a small piece of Metaltlin for his wife, that would not be considered a Shir, and she is not Meichel Haksuba. Ravina continues with his Raya, V'Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, my Taima. And Rav asks Rav Nachman that what is the difference between the case of an Eved and the case of a Ksuba. Rav Nachman responded, Adam Metaltlu, Metaltlin, Metaltlin, Lo Yav Shir. That since an Eved is considered Metaltlin, therefore, if Reuven left over some Metaltlin, that could include Eved Kanani, and therefore it's considered a Shir. Therefore, the Eved Kanani would not be Kohen himself, would not be Yitzel Cheris. However, Ksuba's Yishim, Mekakoyu, Metaltlin, Mekakoyu, Lo Yav Shir. However, since if Reuven dies, the only way that a woman could collect her Ksuba is only from Kaka, and she doesn't have a lien against his Metaltlin and only against his Kaka. Therefore, if he leaves her over Kaka, we say that she is Meichel. However, if Reuven left over a piece of Metaltlin, so then she will not be Meichel, and therefore she's still entitled to her Ksuba. Therefore, Ravina wants to bring a riot to Ravashi that we see that Rav Nachman stated that an Eved is considered like Metaltlin, and therefore we see that B'loshim Bnei Adam, an Eved Kanani, is considered Metaltlin. Continuing Daf Kuf Nun Amabez, that Amalei, the Ravashi responded back to Ravina that you can't bring a riot from this memra, because Anam Mishum Dalav Koskita Masin La. Although Rav Nachman explained that the reason why the Eved Kanani would not go out L'Cheiris is because Avda Metaltlu, Metaltlu, Metaltlu Havishir. However, that's not actually the reason why he doesn't go out L'Cheiris, and the reason is because although an Eved Kanani is certainly considered Kaka, and not only Midraisa, but even B'loshim Bnei Adam, the actual reason that Rav Dimi stated in name of Rav Elazar, the Asa Metaltlin Shir Eitzel Eved, even if Reuven gave away all his assets to his Eved Kanani, but he left over Metaltlin, that the Eved Kanani would not go out L'Cheiris, not because an Eved Kanani is considered Metaltlin, as really an Eved Kanani is always considered Kaka, and as Rashbam states, but Eved Gomel Lo Lo Meisha, but B'negei the din of Eved Kanani, and B'negei him going out L'Cheiris and receiving a Shtah Shichra, we learn out a limud of Lo Lo Meisha, and as the Pasuk states, B'negei get Isha, the Chos of Lo Sefer Krisis, the B'inan get Krisis, the Kivin Yesh Lebala Eved Zuchus B'Shtar, Shekosubay Sheshaya Kaka Metaltlin Atzmai, Lehikna Lo Yashtah Legamri, since Reuven actually retained for himself some right to Metaltlin, and that is also included in the Shtah Shichra, so therefore the Adon has some rights within the Shtah Shichra, and therefore that would not be considered that he wrote a full Shtah Shichra and a get Krisis. As Rashbam continues, Shigam Zchus HaAdon Kosoboy Hilkuch Leikarina Beget Krisis Ke'inin Zeh Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel V'Rabbeisai. And Rashbam continues, V'gam Yeshel Farish Kach. However, we could explain the Gemara as follows, Lo'ilam Avdo Kimikako Yidabi, that really an Eved is considered like Kaka. If so, why is it that even if he left over Metaltlin, that's considered a Shir B'negeya Shtah Shichra? Zok Rashbam Hainu Taimu Meshun the Krisis Gomer B'inon V'kivet Shizeh Shaya Metaltlin Man Leimelon D'loi Hayu B'daitel L'Shaya Eved B'chlal Metaltlin Achri Shloi Pirish Mahin Metaltlin Shishaya V'af Agav D'Beduch L'Achrina Avdu K'mekakoy Domi Miu Gabi Krisis Lav Krisisu, that even though generally an Eved is definitely considered Kaka, but still it's not considered a full-fledged Krisis, and therefore the Eved would not go out L'Cheiris Ayin Shom. Ultimately, the Gemara is not Poshe the Shaila B'loshim Bnei Adam an Eved is considered like Metaltlin, or if even B'loshim Bnei Adam an Eved Kanani is always considered Kaka. Ayin Yad Rama, who explains that the Gemara Shaila was in a specific case, going to Omar, Kol Mekakoy L'Ruvain, and for example, if someone says that I want to give all my Kaka to Ruvain, the Kol Metaltloy L'Shimon, and all my Metaltlin Shimon, B'hoy Lo Yavodim, therefore it is a practical Shaila, as if an Eved Kanani is considered like Kaka, then Ruvain would have a right to the Eved Kanani. If an Eved Kanani is considered like Metaltlin, then Shimon would have a right to the Eved Kanani. It points out, V'hechad Omar Mekakoy Metaltloy, that let's say Ruvain said that I'm giving you all my Kaka and all my Metaltlin, so Yesh Omim Shavodim Mechlal Min Manashach, and some say Avodim would certainly be Mechlal, as either they're considered like Kaka or like Metaltlin, and therefore certainly Ruvain was Makna this Eved Kanani to Shimon. When he then brings a Meir Rav Aram, Hayim Mistapik Bedava, V'dilma Kivin Denayed, Ein Nikra Loi Mekakoy V'loi Metaltloy, that Lemaisa, since an Eved is Nayed, so therefore would not be included in Kaka or in the term Metaltlin. Hilkoch Loi Kona Ad Shemin Nechosai Uchraminon Kamon Avde Ikri Nechosai, and as we will see in a moment, that an Eved is considered Nechosim, and therefore the only way that Ruvain would be able to be Makna is Eved Kanani, if he specifically stated that I want to be Makna all my Nechosim to Shimon, and certainly that would include his Eved Kanani. Let's keep in mind that we learned the Teretz of Ravashi, like the Pashas of the Gemara, that Amalei Anam Meshum Glav Koskita Masdin La, the Ravashi responded to Ravina that the reasoning is not based on Rav Nachman, but the reasoning is as follows. However, I in top thesis on Kuf Nonu Mabez, that thesis states, Amalei Anam Meshum Glav Koskita Masdin La, Shekein Hesh issue of Rav Nachman Rava, and Rav Ashi was saying, Rav Nachman actually responded in this manner to Rava, Rav Ashi lo yohi oimim misvara nafshei, and this is not Rav Ashi's own svara, and it's actually something that he heard from Rav Nachman. He was actually telling us that the version that we had, that Rava stated for Rav Nachman, that the reason for Rav Dimi Bar Yosef in the name of Rav Elezer, that also metatlan shir eitz leved, is because avdu metatlu, 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 have a shir, that is not actually the reason of Rav Nachman. The real explanation of why Rav Nachman stated that an eved would not go out the chiris, Ruvin retained some metatlan, mishum de lav kuz gita. Taisus brings a riot to this point from the Gemara, Mesechtes Gittin. The Gemara now continues, Rav Nachman. Rav states in the name of Rav Nachman, chamisha ashiyichtivu kolon chaseim. There are five categories where the only time the halacha would apply is only if they rode over all of the nechasim, the Elohein, and these are the five, and we will read all five, and then the Gemara will explain them in detail. Shchimra abdoi ishto ubanov and mavreches. Gemara explains Shchimra. What is the case of Shchimra? It's not, and as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Vavam and Beis, Shchimra shekosav kol nechasim la'achirim v'shaya ka kolshu matnasa kayames lo shaya ka kolshu eat matnasa kayames. And we saw from the Mishnah that the only time a matna shchimra is considered a full fledged matna shchimra. Therefore, if Reuven gave away his assets to Shimon, Shimon would not have to make a kinyan, and Shimon only acquires these assets after Reuven dies. Is only if Reuven gave away all of his assets. Reuven wasn't shire kaka kolshu. And the Gemara continues, Avdai was the case of Eved, the Tnan, and as we learned, Adaf Kuf Mem Tesem Beis, and we just saw on Daf Kuf Mem Nom Alav, HaKais of Kol Nechosav La Avdai, Yotza Ben Chayrin, however, Shire Kak Kolshu, Lo Yotza Ben Chayrin, and once again we see that the only time that this did apply is that the Eved would be Yotza Lechiris, is only if Reuven gave over all his assets, and he wasn't Shire Kak Kolshu. The third Allah is, Ishtai, a person's wife, to Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, as on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Huda taught us the name of Shmuel, HaKais of Kol Nechosav Ishtai, that if Reuven wrote, I'm giving all of my assets to my wife, then she actually would not acquire all his assets, and she would only be considered a trustee. Only time that this did apply is if he wrote that all his assets should go to his wife, but if he wrote that some of his assets should go to his wife, then certainly she would be kaina. And as we saw in Daf Kuf Mem Dalam Adalev, that this was one of the three cases where it was Hilchas Abloy Taima. As we explained, the Gemara doesn't mean that we actually don't have an explanation, as Lamaisa we do know that the reason why the Rabbanan stated this is because there's an Umdala, a person won't completely disinherit his children and won't give all of his assets to his wife, and therefore it must be that the only reason why he gave all his assets to his wife was because he wanted his children to be mechabed her, as they will know that she's the trustee and that she is in charge of the assets, and therefore they would have to be mechabed their mother. The Gemara continues with the fourth case of Achichtivu Kol Nechaseim. The fourth case is Banav, and this is based on a Mishnah Maseches Peah, the Tanan, and as we learned, Hakosiv Kol Nechasel Banav, if someone writes, I'm giving all my assets to my children because of Ishtar Kaka Kolshu, and then he writes, I'm giving to my wife a small parcel of land of the Ksubasa, then she is Meichel Ksuba, as we already explained, and as Rashbam states, Avos Shaya Loy Avdar. However, if he did not give all of his assets to his sons, even though he left a small parcel of land to his wife, she would not lose a Ksuba. The Migur de Nachta Haishiura Beshvuk Ksubasa, Nachta Nami Akula Nechasi, that since she knows that she still has somewhere to collect a Ksuba from, as he didn't give all his assets to his sons, therefore it's not Muchach that she was Meichel Ksuba, she still has a right to collect a Ksuba, and not only should have a right to collect a Ksuba from those assets they didn't give to his children, but she would have a right to go and collect her Ksuba from the children as well. Gemara continues with the fifth case, Mavreches, that there's a woman that wants to make sure that her assets do not go to her husband. For example, if Rachel was previously married and she had children and she has assets and now she wants to get remarried and she doesn't want her husband to be yashin all of her assets and to keep all of her assets, so she can make sure that prior to getting married, she would write a shtar and she would write, I'm giving over all my assets to my current children, since she gave away all of her assets to her children, so therefore there's an umdala that she really meant to be mavrechas, and she really didn't mean that her children should acquire these assets, and she was just making sure that her new husband would not be able to yashin or take any of these assets, and as if she stated that I'm placing these assets into a trust, and this din only applies if when she wrote this document, she wrote that I'm writing over all of my assets to my children, however she only wrote some of her assets to her children, then it would not be in a trust, and the children actually would be kaino. As the Gemara states, the Amamara, Mavrechas Tzrichas Shetichtav Kol Nechaseh, in order for Halacha Mavrechas to apply, it has to be in a scenario where she wrote over all of her assets to her children, however she only wrote over some of her assets, then her children would actually be kaino, and she would not be able to go to her children and take back these assets, and it would not be considered like they were in a trust. And as Rashbam states, three lines before the wide lines of Rashbam, V'arminim B'ksubas Tzrichas Shetichtav Kol Nechaseh La'achastam, Kibon D'loi Shaira Midi, Anan Sadi D'loi Nitnu L'zeh El B'shvil Shereitz L'Nosei, but when she wants these assets back, then she should be able to get her assets back. Alam Shire koshu kana mekabel matana v'leyachsu kolon chasal meilomis ayin sham. Gemara continues with kulu mitatloi havishir lubab miksuba the mekakoy tekin rabbanon mitatloi loy tekin rabbanon. And in all these cases, even if you were mishayer mitatlin, that would be considered like you mishayer, and therefore the din would not apply. However, b'negei ksuba Reuven wrote, "I'm giving all my assets to my children." It was mishayer a small piece of mitatlin, then that would not be considered a shear. And as long as Rachel received a piece of kaka, then she would be meichel aksuba. And as the Gemara explains, that since Rabbanu was misakin that a woman should collect aksuba dafka from kaka and not from mitatlin, therefore, even though her husband retained for himself a small piece of mitatlin, that is still not considered a shear, and she would still be meichel aksuba. Let's keep in mind that this last din is not similar to the din that we saw in Amud Aleph. The Blazer taught us b'lo asu mitatlin shear eitz aksuba, as in that case we were talking about what the husband actually gave to her, and we stated that the only time that she's meichel ksuba is only if when husband gave all the chasim to his children, he left some kaka for Rachel. However, if he only left some metaltim for Rachel, then Rachel would not be meichel. Rabbi Leza is clearly discussing what was left over for Rachel, and if you left over metaltim, that's not considered shear. And Argamer, we're talking about what Reuven gave to his children. If he didn't retain any kaka for himself, he left over some metaltim for himself, then that would not be considered a shear, and therefore would be considered as if he gave all his assets away, and therefore mechila would apply. Gemara continues, Amei Ma'amah, however, Amei Mistates, Metaltel Iksiv B'Ksubasa V'Sno B'Enayu Havishir, that if originally when they wrote the Ksuba, the husband wrote that aside for all my kaka, I'm also giving you a right to collect the Ksuba from specific Metaltelin, and at this point, those Metaltelin are still Ben, even if Reuven actually gave away all of his assets to his children, and he gave his wife a small piece of kaka, then she would not be Michael, as she still is relying on that piece of metaltlin that was written in aksuba, and therefore she would still be able to receive aksuba and collect aksuba from those metaltlin. Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Taisus Rush that when Rav Nachman stated Chamisha Ashiyichtu V'Kol Nechaseyin, so the Taisus Rush points out that High Kol Nechas of the Shchimra Lo Yavi Dumi Da'achuni. When discussing the din of Shchimra, the din of leaving over a kaka kolshu is very different than b'negei to other dinim, as Haynu Kadei Panasasai L'Gabi Shchimra. The word kolshu refers to Kadei Panasasai the Kolshu to Enoch, Havi Kolshu Mamish. However, of course, that is going like Rav Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav, that when the Mishnah taught us Kaka Kolshu, it's not Dafka Kolshu, and it means Kadei Panasasai. However, he brings from the Rif that the Rif actually brings a Raya from this memory of Nachman that the din of Ashimra is exactly the same din as regarding the other four cases, and the din of Kolshu is Mamish Kolshu, and therefore he's passing like Rav Yosef, and as he states, Rav Alfasi Pasik Mehocha, the Hilchas Command of Ashimra, Kolshu Mamish, Ayin Sham. And Gemara continues that we just discussed what the din would be when Reuven said to Shimon that I want to give you my metaltlin, or when Reuven stated I want to give you all my metaltlin. And our Gemara will now discuss in the case where Reuven said I want to give you my nechasim, and he didn't mention the word metaltlin and instead used the word nechasim, and what did the nechasim include? And the Gemara will actually discuss eight different items. And Rashbam states Piskei Halachis hen shepiska Gemara. These cases are both by Shchimra or by a Bari, and as Rashbam states Shchimra Shama nechasai leplanya inami bebari shehiknum besudav amen nechasai leplani ubar gemara lefarish ezidova kari mamin vuadinim amma blushin laz aviar oy becholoshin shemechanim amamin din nechasai leplani nagbai. These halachos that the Gemara explains regarding when someone says that I want my nechasim to go to plani would also apply. And for example, in a case where someone says in English I want my assets to go to Shimon, and all these dinim would apply. The Gemara begins amen nechasai leplanya, that if Reuven said that I want to give my assets to Shimon, the Gemara states, number one, Avd Ikri Nechsei, that certainly an Eved is considered his Nechasim, and even though we had a Shaila, if an Eved is considered Metaltun or Kaka, but certainly he's considered an asset, that's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Peah, HaKaisav Kol Nechasav La'Avdai, Yotzu Ben Chayrin, and you see the Lashon Kol Nechasav certainly includes an Eved, and Ara Ikri Nechsei, and number two, Leon is certainly called his asset, not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Kedushin, Nechasim Sheish Lanachayis, Nikhtim Bekesav Shtabach HaZaka, Kaka, which is called the Chasim Sheish Lanachayis, as we know that people are rely on Kaka since they're not immovable, and therefore anyone that lends money is very happy to receive a lien on Kaka. And as Rashbam states, Vakakoyis Achrayis Kol Milva V'Choyev V'Ksuva Nismachim Aleim V'Yishe Ein D'Leika Sheletis Behen V'Einan Oivdin. And as Rashi Masechtas Kedushin states, Nechasim Sheish Lanachayis Haino Kakoyis Achrayis Kol Adam Haloy V'Vanoisha B'Chaveri Aleim L'Fishe Kayom V'Oimdin L'Fikach Nismachim Aleim. The Mishnah teaches us that you could acquire Kaka through a kinyan of Kesef Shtar Chazaka, but we see that the Mishnah calls it Nechasim, and therefore we see that land is considered a person's assets and is included in the term nechasai. The Gemara continues, glima ikri nechsei, that a person's clothing is called nechasai. Once again, the rai is the than for the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin that continues v'she'in l'nachrayis. Any metaltlin is a nikkun el mashicha, is only acquired through a kinyan mashicha. And at the beginning of the Mishnah stated nechasim she'esh l'nachrayis, and now the Mishnah continues and say v'she'in l'nachrayis, and it's going back on the same term nechasim, and therefore we see that clothing is considered a person's nechasim. And of course, when we mention clothing, it's lav dafka clothing, but it means any metaltlin. And as the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin states v'she'in l'nachrayis, which refers to all metaltlin. And the Gemara continues with the fourth example, zuze ikri nechsei, that money is considered nechasim. Once again, the Gemara brings from the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin tanan, and as we learned to the Mishnah, v'she'in l'nachrayis niknim nechasim she'esh l'nachrayis b'kesef shtar v'chazaka, that once a person makes a kinyan on kaka through a kinyan of kesef shtar v'chazaka, then they could acquire even metaltlin and even kesef through a kinyan of agav. And the Gemara continues that how do we know that the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin even refers to kesef, and that kesef could be konoi through a kinyan of agav, and therefore when the Mishnah uses the term nechasim she'esh l'nachrayis, the term nechasim refers to kesef as well. Ki hadra papa havelu treisa alfizuze bechuzoi. We know that there was a story with Rav Papa. He had a bekadin of 12,000 zuz that was at a person's house in bechuzoi, and let's call that person Ruvain. L'maisa Rav Papa wanted to get back this money, but Rav Papa wasn't traveling to bechuzoi. Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was traveling to bechuzoi. Rav Papa wanted Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to go and get his money, but Rav Papa understood that Ruvain would not want to give the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, because he understood that if he would give the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, and then the oinus would occur while Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was traveling to give the money to Rav Papa, that l'maisa Ruvain would still be responsible. Therefore, Rav Papa wanted to be matan this money directly to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, and the way that he did that was through a kinyan of agav. As the Gemara states, akninu nale Rav Shmuel Bar Acha agav asifa debesei, the Rav Papa made sure to be matan the kesef to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha by giving him a small piece of land, and by being matan to him his threshold that was by his house, and through a kinyan of agav, he was also makna to him kesef, and therefore we see that the kinyan of agav works on kesef, and l'maisad gemara mesechtas kedushin calls that nechasim she'in l'machrayis, and therefore we see that kesef is also included in the term nechasim. The story ends off, ki also nafik la'pei atovach, that l'maisad when Rav Shmuel Ba'acha came back, so Rav Papa was so excited, and he met him at a place called Tovach, and as Rashbam states, makom, v'yesh menforshim, chatzi aderech, and some say the lashon Tovach means that half of the way, and he traveled 50% of the way to meet Rav Shmuel Ba'acha. Rashbam explains, and some explain that the reason why he met him is not only because he was happy, because he was concerned that Rav Shmuel Ba'acha would actually keep the money for himself. And therefore he had no concern that Rav Shmuel Ba'acha would actually keep the money. And Rashbam explains that although the Gemara already proved that metaltlin is considered a chasim, and then the Gemara brought the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin b'negei agav, calls metaltlin and chasim she'in l'machrayis, so why would we have a havmina that kesef is not included if certainly kesef should be considered metaltlin? Rashbam explains because we would have a havmina that kesef would not be niknun al yidei kaka, because ein matbei niknus b'chalipin val yidei kakois minolon, and therefore the Gemara brought this raya from Rav Papa. The Gemara continues with its fifth psach halacha, shtarei ikri nichsei, that a star is also called nechasim. The Amr Rav Bar Yitzchak, shtei shtarei sein, as Rav Bar Yitzchak taught us that although there are many types of shtarei, but b'negei mekach memka, there are two dinim that are relevant to shtaris. Number one, Amar Zechu B'Sada Zela Pleini, that if Reuven says to Shimon that I want you to make a kinyan on this sada for Levi, and I want you to write a shtar that I gave this sada to Levi. Some say that this didn't apply is Bein L'mekach Memka and Bein Tumatana, and some say it only applies to Matana, and some say this didn't only applies to Mekach Memka. L'maisad Halacha is that once Shimon makes a kinyan for Levi, even if Reuven would now come to Shimon and state that I really don't want to give this Matana to Levi, and I don't want you to write the shtar, then chayzer b'shtar, but in a chayzer b'sada, then although Reuven has a right to tell Shimon that I don't want you to write a shtar, as I don't want there to be a shtar raya, however, he doesn't have a right to tell him that I want you to be chayzer on the kinyan, as the maisa you can't retract from the kinyan, and Levi was already kinyan the sada, as zachon adam shloi b'fanav. And as Rashbam states, chayzer b'shtar meyufu koyach the shtar yochalach sobay calls man shloi nimsa shtar lo isuplini, and even if he already wrote the shtar, but he didn't give the shtar to Levi, you could still be chayzer. However, ve'in a chayzer b'sada achrei shekva zochu b'kinyan b'chazaka v'zochon la'adam shloi b'fanav, as we explained. Rabbi Yitzchak continues with the second din that's relevant to shtaris, amenach shetichtavu lo yis shtar chayzer bein b'shtar bein b'sada. However, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he states, I want you to be zeicha in the sada for Levi, but it should only be chal on condition that you write a shtar for Levi and you deliver deliver the shtar to Levi, clearly the kinyan that was going to be made for Levi was conditional on Levi receiving a shtar, and therefore, even if Shimon would write the shtar, but he hasn't yet delivered it to Levi, then if Reuven wants to be chayzah, he not only could be chayzah in the shtar, but he could even be chayzah on the entire kinyan. The entire transaction would be null and void, and lemaisa, these two cases of the Gemara are not relevant to the Gemara's point. The Gemara continues, Rav Chiya ba Avin Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Chiya ba Avin states in the name of Rav Huna, Shloisha Shtaris Hain, that he adds on one additional din, and there are three different din in B'degei Shtaris, Trei Hani Damarin, two are the ones that we just mentioned, and Idach, and the third case is, Im Kodam Meichel V'Kosav Shtar, that if the Meichel goes and writes a Shtar, that he's selling a specific property, and he pre-writes a deed, as Rashbam explains, that he wants to make sure that he has a Shtar, and he has a deed ready, because he wants to be able to sell his land quickly, even though there could be a detriment to him, as potentially he could lose the shtar, and then someone will find the shtar, and they could claim that they actually bought the sada. But ka'isa shishininu, the reason why Reuven could write the shtar is ka'isa shishininu is based on a Mishnah that we will have on Afkuf Zamach Zayin Abayz, and we continue on Afkuf Nel Alef Amid Alef that ka'isa shtar lemeicha ba'afu pishin lekiyachimai. As Rashbam states at the top of Amid, the ena choyv el lemeicha, that this is only a detriment to the meicha v'kimishu roitza yichtav loy, and since he wants the shtar to be written, so therefore there's no problem to write a shtar mechira for Reuven. If Huna teaches us kiven shichzik zeb bekaka nikna shtar kol makom shu, then right when Shimon is cleaning the kaka from Reuven, and Shimon would also be cleaning the shtar in any place that it is based on a kinyan of agav v'zu shishininu nechasim she'in l'narchayis niknum nechasim she'ish l'narchayis because of shtar b'chazaka, and therefore once again we see that shtar is categorized as nechasim she'in l'narchayis. The term nechasim applies to shtaris as well. Before we finish, let us point out that the Meiri explains regarding these eight items as follows: the afal pisha biyano b'misha om metaltlin sheli lepleini sheish habidvarim she'inim b'chlal metaltlin mikol makom b'milus nechasim ena kain el kol she'om nechasim lepleini v'hikna kiroi bari kedinoi v'shchimra kedinoi hakol b'chlal. And as we already saw, b'negeis some of these dinim, and some we'll discuss at afkuf nunalef and medalef, this lashon of nechasim lepleini would include metaltlin v'avodim v'kakoyis u'begodim v'behima v'chayev v'oy v'shtoris u'mois v'ksafim v'svarim v'tfilin. However, as we will see, I will say for Torah, Hadav b'safik imu b'chlal nechasim ulav u'mitech kach inu neitol, and therefore he would not include a sefer Torah in tafas. But if Shimon would actually be tafas a sefer Torah, then it would be a proper tfisa, and we will stop over here.